Theses number 6, burning with curiosity.
It's inquisitiveness that best defines what we humans are all about. We ask endless questions, the answers to which often beg still further questions. From the darting, curious eyes of a baby only a few weeks old, to the growing child's persistent questioning of why, what, when, where, how, who, we embark on a lifetime search to make sense of ourselves and the world around us. It is curiosity that drives brain growth. It's more important to ask good questions than it is to know the right answers. The better the question, the more likely it is that the individual is close to finding out the answer himself. Good parents sense this, and good teachers know when instruction needs to stop, so that the child, by finally working out how all the pieces might come together, experiences the excitement of discovery, the eureka moment. At whatever age, we all learn best when we have ample opportunity to work things out for ourselves, however tentative our initial conclusions may be. Einstein understood this tension between learning and teaching when he expressed the fear that modern methods of instruction might, I love the language, strangle the holy curiosity of inquiry, for this delicate little plant, aside from stimulation, stands mainly in need of freedom. It is through asking our own questions that we construct knowledge, and we do this best when we're able to meander, or to browse, to set off with a general goal, but with plenty of opportunity to stop on the way and explore alternative routes. A romantic dream? Not really. It's the way our brains work. For, until not more than maybe 7 or 8 generations back, that was exactly how all our ancestors worked from the beginning of time. It was at the speed of walking, 2 or 3 miles an hour, that set both the pace and the way in which we learn. We rarely go in a straight line. We rarely focus on a single topic. And we're always looking to see what new opportunities there may be around the next corner. One question always stimulates another. We don't become knowledgeable simply on our own, but mainly through close interaction with other people. We humans don't seek the isolation of the sea eagle, neither for us the army mentality of the ant, nor the herd mentality of the buffalo, nor even the flocking of the swallows. It is our brains that give us our ability to communicate and share abstract ideas, and in so doing, we have learnt how to create community. We have evolved complex family and social structures which balance male and female skills in ways which give us an enhanced capability to bring up our offspring. Left to our own devices, we self-organise within small groups to achieve what an individual alone could never do. We endlessly imitate people we respect. We seek out and relish help from others in solving immediate and long-term problems. With all this recent knowledge about our brains, we are only just now able to draw these pieces together and to see our species what it really is. Ice Age hunters only partially evolved towards being intelligent. A clever species which has constantly to struggle to become wise enough for its own good. Think how our less evolved ancestors of 500,000 years ago would envy us the ability to use what is now in our brains. And yet, we have the opportunity to be cleverer only because of what the experience of our ancestors has bequeathed to us through the structures of our brains. It is why asking questions is so very important. For with every technological breakthrough, the social status is thrown further into the melting pot. Change becomes the constant. In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped for a world that no longer exists. To survive, it is essential that we are inquisitive, and we have to act collaboratively. It has been said that we start life as a question mark. If we cease being inquisitive, our lives end as full stops.